At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You respond like a homeless person.
Coach, there was no reception. There's no reception out there, Coach.
I didn't check on you. I don't know what we're talking about.
He sent me a video and I didn't respond for a day, and he said, welfare check.
I'm funny.
Sorry, coach. I'm okay.
That's funny.
I'm okay, coach. And I loved your video.
Well, my buddy acted like it was exclusive. Nobody's ever seen this before. Come on!
It's a great video of Elvis. Ray sent me.
Oh, is that what he sent you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
And they became the dumbass trio the end.
Gotta hit it again.
Why? Well, I hear it perfectly.
Can't record.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass. And they met another dumbass. And they became the dumbass trio the end.
Can you turn me up?
Yo, yo. Yo, yo. Lunch talk.
I'm here, man.
Oh, I'm here.
God!
He's just joking. He doesn't need to turn.
He
was joking.
I hear it.
He was joking.
Watch your hands.
He was messing with you because it's Monday.
I got it.
All of a sudden, someone's in a good mood.
Hey. Hey.
Hit Arnold. It. This isn't recording in.
What do you mean? I see it.
The drum beat isn't.
Boom, ba-da, ba-da, boom, but. Oh, here, let me dim the lights.
I can't see S,
dim
dude.
Dim the lights. Dim the damn lights.
There it is. It's back.
All right, we're back.
Hey, we do the show in complete darkness like Big D and Bubba.
Oh, my God. Remember that? That was so depressing.
I'm going to do it live. Arnold, step back. We are the 1, 2, 3
sore losers!
Woo! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but you know what? The freaking Cowboys are back, baby!
What up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live in the west side in Nashville, Tennessee, central time zone. In the Midwest, I'd like to call it. But yeah, we got the mountain, the valley, the gully, the farmer's plots across the river, and I can hit a golf ball over the Cumberland River. Guys, over to you.
I believe you. I'm not arguing that.
I'm not going to argue that either. And like, I mean, we don't see Cowboys gear for a whole week.
What are you talking about?
A whole week, Eddie doesn't wear any Cowboys gear. No hat, no shirt, no nothing.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday, I did not see you, so
well,
I don't know. But you
can take my word for it.
You had nothing on last week. It was like, oh.
I was naked.
All of a sudden, the Cowboys don't exist, and now he is back in his Cowboys hat.
Let me tell you.
He has never been in a better mood. It is hilarious to see. And my question for you is, what's going to happen first? Joe Burrow says, hey, trade me, or Joe Burrow dies? Which one is it?
Joe Burrow dies.
Would you rather trade me?
Coach, I'd rather him get traded
than
die.
I'm not saying which one.
You going to kill him?
No.
What's wrong with him?
He's got Mixon and Jamar Chase.
His offensive line is going to get him killed.
Or is Micah Parsons the one that could have killed him?
Well, that he could
Micah Parsons wanted to kill that mother... And he did. He killed him, what, 5 times?
It was like they couldn't block anybody. And it was the same thing with the first week They couldn't block the Steelers.
I hate it when you don't give the right people credit. Yes, the offensive line sucked.
Yeah, it sucked. No, it sucked last year.
But when we put Micah Parsons on the left side, and then we move him to the right side, and then we put him in the middle, they don't know who's going to cover Micah Parsons. They're so scared of Micah Parsons that when Micah Parsons is right in front of them, they move false start. I love it. I love it, dude. The O-lines are so scared of Micah Parsons that they jump false start.
Lunch, you watch that game?
Yeah.
I had to do red zone. I couldn't watch Cowboys-Bengals.
What the f-
With backup quarterback
Let me tell you, this is my favorite part of the day, dude. So we were in California this weekend. We fly in.
Low-key flex.
We fly in like 2:30. I rush home. I got 30 minutes to get home.
You were speeding?
I was speeding down the road. I got my Cowboys gear. I got my shirt on, my hat. And I pull in, and my parents have been babysitting. My in-laws have been babysitting the kids. So my father-in-law lives in Dallas, Cowboys fan. I pull in the house. I go in. I run. Where's the remote? He's got red zone channel. I'm like, take this off, man. Go to the Cowboys game, change it. And he goes, we're really going to watch this crap. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's freaking Cowboys on Sunday. Who cares? You know what? Let's just see what happens. Let's watch.
Let's see how long it is till I got to take the dog for a walk.
Right. Hey, I was ready for that.
Love it.
And he goes, oh, okay. I don't know why we're going to watch this crap. And then, dude, first quarter, we watch it. And I'm like, yeah, a bunch of crap, huh? You still want to watch this crap? He's like, dang, okay. We got a game, boys.
He's been watching your kids, and you go and grab the remote out of his hand?
Yeah. It's his house.
It's my house.
That's emasculating.
That's my house. That's my couch. That's my TV.
Channel changer.
I don't own that remote in my house.
What?
That's Baser's remote.
That's not good.
Whoa, dude, we need to talk about that.
Yeah. That's why I haven't seen the dance yet.
On Sundays? That's your wife's remote?
I watched 38 hours of football easily all weekend.
Well, then there you go.
Because she was betting it, so she was down to watch it as well.
I mean, it was so bad. I mean, the Cowboys defense played excellent.
Damn
but
right.
Also, the Bengals spent all this money on their offensive line because last year, they got him killed his rookie year. That's how he tore up his knee. Then he comes back last year, and he gets just battered all the time. I mean, I believe in the Super Bowl, the Rams had like 27 sacks. And then they go out and spend all this money on the offensive line, and guess what? They still suck.
Yeah.
They can't block anybody.
Yeah, Cowboys made them look like crap.
But so did the Steelers the week before, and the Jets are going to do it this week. They can't block a soul.
The Jets win again this week?
I couldn't even tell you.
No, they lost.
They won.
Oh, did they?
They beat the Browns.
Damn, that's crazy.
Why?
I mean, you thought the Bets you didn't think that the Jets were going to go
I have them under 5.5 wins. So
well,
that
there you
win
go. Now it's 4.
That win hurt. That win was
That's
really bad.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because I counted that as a loss.
But, I mean, Vandy, they just about to hit their over 2.5 for the year.
Kansas already beat theirs. There was 2. They've already won 3.
Really?
Yep. Take that.
Did you watch that one?
No, I didn't watch that
one. Okay.
I didn't watch that one.
I was going to say, you've watched some pretty bad ones this weekend. You knocked that one out, too.
What do you mean? They were playing a top 25 team. They were playing Houston.
That's all they were, a bunch of bad ones.
It really was.
Yeah, there's nothing going on.
Yeah, college football wasn't very exciting this weekend. There wasn't.
If you weren't gambling on it, there was nothing to watch.
I mean, you had
Alabama and University.
How was that quarterback, man?
Hey, that guy's going to the NFL for sure. I mean, wow, unbelievable, Ray. You were right.
Alabama cover?
Guys,
yeah, hell yeah, they did.
Alabama covered, but there were 2 defensive block punts that scored.
It doesn't matter.
I'm just saying that's fluke type stuff.
No, it's not. That's Alabama football, bub.
Right? But if that doesn't happen your way, you're not going to win the bet.
I'll tell you what, though, when they scored, when they got a touchdown, I'm like, oh, that's it. That's going to be the touchdown that breaks this line.
That's funny.
But it wasn't.
I mean, now you think the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl, and then
I don't.
Hey,
I don't.
Is Zeke hurt?
No, he's just fat.
Why does Pollard get the ball?
Pollard
because
he's better.
Is better.
He's better. If it's not a run down the middle play, don't give it to Zeke.
So, Zeke, the last time he was good was when he was in Mardi Gras pulling off a woman's bra.
No, when he was in Cabo.
Yeah, when he was in Cabo. He has not been the same since Cabo.
Hey,
he obviously
that
didn't
applies
get the
to
same,
everybody.
He obviously didn't get the same psychedelic drugs Aaron Rodgers.
He was weird when he came back from Cabo.
Did you see one of the Packers touchdown celebrations?
Hilarious.
What was it?
Magic mushrooms.
Yeah, they did a celebration where they all drank something and woo, and they all fell down like they were
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
That's
they
hilarious.
Acted like they were taking psychedelics.
That's good. Did he like that?
Yeah, he came
Did
up
they
and
show
hugged
him.
He came up and he hugged him at the end. He thought that was pretty funny.
Okay.
It was well thought out. It was a creative. It was funny.
I'm worried about him, man.
He looks terrible.
He looks bad.
His hair, I mean, what?
He looks homeless. He looks homeless. He looks like he's been drinking all day.
He does.
Like his eyes are red shot. It's just not good. Whatever's happened in his personal life is not good.
Well, and he's done stuff the last couple of years that's random. When he went to Hawaii that time for months, and there were all these pictures that surfaced of Aaron Rodgers in Hawaii finding himself. And then it comes out that he does these mushrooms. Then he does a podcast for an hour with Joe Rogan. Then he does random stuff with Barstool. Sorry, I'll bleep that. But the stuff that he's doing has not been his character for the past 15 years. Now he's Mr. Personality. He's Mr. Good Times, man. Less stress, more life. I didn't just come out with that bumper sticker out of nowhere.
I think he's had that the whole time, but no one's really known it because he hadn't let anybody in. He has been more guarded. But now that's towards the end of his career, he's like, you know what?
I am who I am.
I've hid it from the media long enough. And it really started with the whole vaccination, non-vaccination. That's where it really started.
True.
And
he was a vaxxer?
Anti.
He purposely misled the media saying, I don't know exactly what he said, but he said
he made it seem like he'd gotten the vaccine.
But he didn't. He had lied to them.
But he was the person that had COVID.
Yes.
I remember that now.
And so I think he was just like, you know what? F these guys. Like, I'm tired of trying to be nice to the media. I'm trying to be like Mr. Cool, Mr. Clean. I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to be me. Yeah, like Mr. Proper, like, oh, I'm Aaron Rodgers, cool, calm. Nah, I do psychedelics, man. Like, I don't talk to my family.
But I thought you couldn't do psychedelics.
Apparently you can.
So Ricky Williams couldn't smoke pot on the
off-season. That's exactly what I said.
But this guy can do shrooms?
Well, it's not necessarily that. There's water now that they have that's called psychedelic. They send it to me for free.
Water?
And I bet you could have it on the sideline.
Did you see Elvis when you drank it?
But psychedelic doesn't mean...
No, he was talking about some magic mushrooms.
No, he was getting...
Wow. Yeah, he said he went over somewhere and did some psychedelics.
That's weird.
Well, guess what? That's on the list of legal.
It is?
I guess it has
to be.
So you can't be in California. Like, it's like buying a sixer, going to a dispensary. Same thing. You can't do that because if you drug test and you got weed in your system, you're done.
Well, now they've changed the rules. You're allowed to have a little bit of weed in your system.
That's what I'm talking about.
I had to look it up.
I got a little bit of...
I wanted to make sure.
What's a little bit of...
That you would have to look up, but I know that they've changed the rules.
Like two gummies? A dime bag.
They're a little more relaxed on the rules.
A fatty.
When it comes to marijuana.
Limit to one fatty a day.
I don't know. I think it's good. They finally realized, okay, we are being ridiculous. It's getting insane. But I believe if you're already in the drug treatment program of the NFL, you can't have any in your system. But if you're not, you have some in your system, it's not a big deal.
Damn. I'm curious about the testing because I'm very into the testing because we used to get drug tests at the lumber mill. So there would be hair follicle, which can go back 6 months. Mouth swab is 2 weeks. And then there's a piss test, I believe, and one's maybe a month. So I'm curious what the NFL does. Because you can, in the offseason, smoke all the pot you want, and as long as it's a mouth swab, you're good in 2 weeks. But the hair follicle, that'll go back almost a year sometimes.
Yeah.
So if they're cutting a chunk out of your hair, you can't do drugs at all.
Yeah, but I'm speaking of being back. They said Dak may be back next Monday night. I read something that they said, no. Oh, Dak could play Monday night against the Giants. I'm like, why would you rush him back?
It makes no sense.
Listen, here's the thing. That win yesterday buys Dak extra time.
Sure.
Because your season, you still are in it a little bit. You can afford to lose a couple games and be okay. If you're 0-2,
they have to be better than okay when he comes back. But
yes, but I'm saying they're not dead in the water. If they're 0-2, then they lose the Giants. They're 0-3. They're 0-4. It's like, uh-oh. But if they're 1-2, 2-2, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. We're not completely out of this thing.
I was worried, man. He was on the sideline.
Vanderbilt hit their over. My bad on the stat.
Coach,
on that
it's Monday. They played on Saturday.
I know. I totally forgot that. So they
you was, just saw it right now.
I had to check for my buddy because he's a doctor. He works.
Doesn't have a phone.
He's at 2.5, and he hit within 3 weeks of the season starting. Sorry, guys. Squirrel. Continue.
You had to check for your buddy because he doesn't have Yahoo Sports.
He doesn't have the betting app. Like, if he bet, he should have that
app.
Does
he not have a sports app, Coach, where it shows the score?
Yeah, well, you didn't have reception, so you know what it's like to not have service and updated scores.
Surgery room.
Dude, that must be miserable.
It was, dude. It was like a whole weekend without reception.
Because don't you
tell me. Unless we had Wi-Fi.
You had no idea if you were winning your bets or losing?
No. We had Wi-Fi at the house, so whenever we were at the house, I can plug into the Wi-Fi and check.
Because my parents' camp, that doesn't have Wi-Fi, or it doesn't have any reception, so you will send texts before, or people will text you. Dude, I at least 10 people in my phone log, I double texted. So then you look like an idiot. Like you sent the same message twice.
Exactly.
And you're like, sorry very about that, guys. Looks really stupid on my part.
Or it says, did not send. So you hit try again, try again, try again. Then all three go through. You're like, okay. Like, I freaking, you said it wasn't going through. So I hit try again. And then it goes through at the same time. Okay.
Hey. Dude, no, but I feel your pain because until you actually get in that point when you don't have service, it's terrible.
It's kind of cool, though. You forget about your phone for a few days.
That's awesome.
Like, it's really cool. Until I had to, like, check my bets.
That's what I'm saying. In the betting world, it's all nonstop looking at phone, at live lines.
When you do 12-game parlays, you're like, I don't remember. I got to go back and look. And here's the kicker. So, like, I was worried that if I logged in from California, which it's not legal to bet, it was going to not let me log in or it was going to.
Oh, no, you can log in.
You can log in.
You just can't place the bet.
You can't hit that place bet.
So, yeah, I was worried about that. And then at the – do you guys ever, when you stay at an Airbnb or, like, whatever that has a smart TV,
mm-hmm.
you can log into Hulu, but it says, hey, it shows your home is in Tennessee. Like, if you click this button, your new home is in California. And I was like, oh, shit, this is a huge commitment.
So, did you risk it?
Oh, you can't risk that.
So, dude, I hit, hey, we want to watch this game, boys? Did it. So, now I live in California according to Hulu.
But what have you checked at your crib?
Did you remember to log out?
So I remember to log out. And when I got back for the Cowboys game, I hit Hulu and it said, you live in California now. Now you're in Tennessee. Do you want to make this your home? Like, yeah, I'd make this home.
It's like, guys, come on. People travel around places.
Exactly.
Like, we don't need these home address questions.
But if I didn't log out, though, can someone just watch my Hulu like for the rest of the year?
Yes.
See,
That's what we learned
with Netflix and all those, you can sign in other states and all that.
No, this one tells you you can't.
Okay,
well, I think it's because it's the TV, it's the live version.
Oh, it's your actual provider. It's correct. Not just the streaming Hulu.
Because there's one called ESPN that'll let you do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I was able to watch the UTS. That's how I was able to watch the UTSA UT game.
Longhorn Network.
No, I didn't have Longhorn Network, so I needed...
It was on Plus?
So I that's what I'm saying. I went to ESPN, and they were like, watch live, and I click on it, and I was able to watch it on ESPN Plus, which I didn't understand because it was on Longhorn Network, but it was there on...
Makes no sense.
ESPN Plus, and man, what a game.
How big were the block kicks? You know what I'm saying? The UTSA was amazing.
They played
amazing, and they were going to cover. And you would have been like, you know what? I'm a damn expert. I knew UTSA was pretty good.
But they didn't.
They're a pretty damn good team.
They ran out of gas.
Texas got block punts.
The depth of Texas.
Interception or something.
Well, they got a pick six. That really is when the wind went out of the sails at towards the end of the third quarter. But in the fourth quarter, I think UTSA was just gassed. I mean, the depth and the athleticism of UT, just that was when they took over. And we had no answer. It was a good game, UTSA. It was fun to watch.
Did you go?
No. I just said I watched on my ESPN app.
I don't know, Coach. I'm alma mater. I didn't know if you hopped on a jet and went
down. No, didn't hop on a private jet. Didn't do any of that.
If you look at the stats, UTSA is actually a pretty good team.
They were really good. And I thought they handled
it. How good?
They represented themselves well.
How good of a team?
Damn good. No, for being a small...
But you can't say that.
The program is only like 6 or 7 years old,
man. But you can't
man.
Say that, though. They're in the FBS. Like, they're, you know, like...
They won 12 games
last year.
That's impressive.
I understand, but in college football...
Go from not having a program to where they are...
Shut up. If you're not Alabama, you're not Georgia, you're not... Texas, like you're not. It doesn't matter.
Don't put Texas with Georgia and Alabama.
I will put them up there. Oh, I will put them up there.
Interesting.
Okay. Why not? Who else are you going to put up there?
Oklahoma, Ohio State,
USC.
No, USC hadn't been relevant in 10 years.
Well, they are. They're 3-0.
They're 3-0. You're right.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, like, you can't. Yes, App State. Hey, man, kicking ass. App State's really good upsets. You can't put them in like they're really, really good. Because in college football, if you ain't those top teams. It doesn't matter if you're really good. You're not gonna win. You're not gonna win anything.
Yeah, if you're not Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson,
right.
You pretty much don't win anything. That's it.
Right.
My thing is this: you said the turning point was the interception.
Yeah.
If you're betting on a game, Eddie, Lunch doesn't bet. I'll never log out.
Oh, he bets now.
Okay.
DraftKings.
But he needs to log out. But anyways,
what
Eddie.
About whistles.
So you.
No,
okay.
Sore losers. Code sore losers.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't.
I got confused. Sorry, guys.
So when you're betting, if an interception happens, a blocked punt, a kickoff return,
you know.
Which actually happened in the NFL, if one of those things happen, you know, against you, you know you're probably not supposed to win that bet.
Well, like,
do you feel that way?
Yeah.
Those are the fluke things.
But those are the fluke things that the bet That's why that line is that way.
Right, I know, but I'm saying when you do your research, you're like, okay, this is actually a pretty damn good team. If there's an interception, a block punt, or a freaking return kick, you're like, I'm probably not supposed to win.
When the Cowboys go down and score on their first drive, and you bet the Bengals, you're like, well, that's not going to win.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, you automatically think,
because what was it, 7 or 10?
7.
But that can be overcome. But when there's a random fluke thing, you're like, gambling gods, I see you up there. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. It's been a good Sunday, though. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you. I'll see myself out.
Like, you just look at it and you're like, man, the Cowboys weren't supposed to score any points. Like, there was no way they were supposed to be so bad.
No, I think that's why they were at 7, because there were a lot of games at 10. And yeah. I think they assumed that those would be huge blowouts.
And did people research, what's his name, Connor Rush?
Cooper Rush?
He's actually a pretty good quarterback.
Last year he was fine. You know,
he's better than what's the man's? I don't want to say the wrong. DiNucci.
DiNucci.
He's way better than DiNucci.
We're not saying that name.
And Garrett Gilbert.
If we ever,
he ain't better than Garrett Gilbert.
Hey, he is.
No, he's not.
I like him better.
If the Cowboys ever have to bank on DiNucci, we're screwed.
Is he the third?
Yeah. I think he's still in the practice. I think they probably lifted him up.
Hey, yeah. So what other games you want to talk about?
Well, I wanted to say about Trey Lance. Sorry for that kid.
What a break.
But
Coach, you really had to say that?
But, hey, he's going to recover. He's going to be great. Everything's going to be fine.
But
here's my thing. ESPN and all of them can finally stop talking about it. Holy crap.
Dude, stop talking about what?
These other sports shows, they love Trey Lance, guys. Trey Lance is so good. He's bigger than Garoppolo. Well, now it's not. He's hurt, so Garoppolo is your quarterback.
I know, you're saying it wasn't a big deal. They had to talk about it because it's one of the biggest stories in the NFL.
It is the story, but not him. I didn't think he was against the Bears. I love that they killed him.
But it wasn't about if he was good about the Bears. It was
they're putting in him instead of Garoppolo.
Yes,
that was the story.
They were in the NFC Championship last year, and they said, Garoppolo, we're moving on to Trey Lance, and we're going to try, because the upside with Trey Lance was so high. It could the bottom could fall out and he could be awful and it could wreck their Super Bowl roster. But the potential to get to the Super Bowl, they felt like the bigger upside was with Trey Lance. And so that was going to be an ongoing storyline throughout the year, is if Trey Lance can make it, if he can step up and lead them, if he can be the NFL quarterback that they traded up to get. And now, how lucky are they that no one wanted to trade for Garoppolo? How lucky that Garoppolo had off-season shoulder surgery, so when all the trades were going down for quarterbacks, no one wanted to trade for him because he had shoulder surgery. They saved they're still Super Bowl contenders.
Yes, and they
right now
their odds improved.
They were 20 to 1
and now they're 18 to 1 at Caesars. But my point is this, don't crown their ass until they're ready to be crowned. Who's the pitcher that played for the Nationals? He's been had injury ridden his entire career.
Steven Strasburg.
They said he was going to be the coming of Christ. He was going to walk on water. Guys, they
so was Mark Pryor.
And guess what?
Turn water into wine?
I just felt like the same thing was kind of happening with Trey Lance. Guys, let him take the field.
They were debating if he was going to make. They weren't saying he was the coming of Christ.
No.
They said, can he be? There was debates like,
even
is
that
he
question,
good enough?
Even that question. Don't ask it until he plays one snap on an NFL field. But now, thank God, we can put that to bed. Garoppolo, it's the same team as it was before. Batter's Box is going to be
not the
happy.
Same team. No. They don't have Boza.
What was Batter's Box called? Yeah.
Batter's Box.
What was his call? I'm so happy about this.
Yeah, was he depressed even more?
I have never, like, you thought Eddie was depressed last week?
Uh-oh.
Batter's
Box. That was an old me, Coach.
Acted like they killed his dog. They acted like they killed his wife. I mean, he was just, I called him, I texted him. I'm like, whoa, here comes Garoppolo.
You didn't call him?
Don't kid about the killing the dog.
He didn't text back.
There's a crime spree going
around. He didn't text back.
Really?
So after the game was over, I called him, and he didn't answer. And I'm like, what in the world? And he texted me, so depressed.
He started drinking again.
I'm like, okay.
So finally, the beard.
So an hour after that text, I call him again. And he answers, football, it's over, man. Like, this is so stupid. Now we have boring Jimmy Garoppolo. We have no upside.
Garoppolo?
Like, I mean.
Ayuk and Debo?
He was
Eddie,
like,
get him that BetterHelp number.
You got it.
He said,
Talk to my guy, man. He's good.
He was talking. He just said, I mean, it's going to be the same offense. Yeah, Garoppolo's fine. He's a winning starting quarterback. He wins games, but it's the same old Garoppolo. Overthrow, overthrow, underthrow, underthrow. Oh, finally hits a throw.
But they won.
Underthrow,
oh,
overthrow.
Look, they're winning.
Oh,
yeah.
They killed.
I'm still sad, but, they look
I
good.
Don't think we can go to the Super Bowl. Garoppolo, I don't think he can take us to a Super Bowl. I don't think he is it. I think Trey Lance gave us that chance, and we needed to find out.
No,
now
that chance.
I mean, he was heartbroken.
Did you talk some sense into him?
And also, he has Trey Lance as his fantasy quarterback in four different leagues.
So do you, don't you?
One league.
Yeah.
Luckily, in Sore Losers, I tried to draft him, but someone drafted him, and I was like, oh, my God. So I got stuck with Kyler Murray.
Even furthers my point that they had the exact same draft picks.
Exactly.
No.
You had Dionte Walker. You're about to do Trey Lance, and you both had Terry McLaurin.
And Bears defense.
And you guys get the running back who got shot.
I don't understand what you're saying about who you said.
You and your brother
Dionte
drafted
Robinson.
The same people.
I don't know who that is.
The guy for Pittsburgh.
Diontae Johnson? I don't have him.
Who's the other guy? Najee.
I have Najee.
Yeah, your brother has Najee. Eddie has not.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, Eddie.
Me and Lunch have the same team.
Yeah, me and Eddie have a lot of the same picks. Yeah. I mean, woo.
You doing good? Did you win?
No, I got housed.
Oh, really?
And guys, we can close the league whenever you want. I won by 60. This has been the least competitive fantasy league I've ever been in.
Yeah,
in 20 years.
I ran into a guy that had Armon St. Brown.
Well, he was one of the ones that went off.
Mark Andrews.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he went off too.
And Carson Wentz. So for three players, between
well,
three
Tua
players.
Tua was the perfect quarterback. But
he had 100 points. And the other people had like 3 points each.
Laura was in her fantasy league.
Who?
My wife, Baser.
Oh, got it.
She's playing Tua, or no, Lamar Jackson. She goes, it says he just got 20 points. Is that an error? And I go, no, he just made a 100-yard run.
Yeah. I mean.
Not an error.
He broke one for 100.
Not an error.
But here's the problem.
What's the problem?
I'm
2-0. What's the problem?
Are you sad about? Oh, 2-0, so you love that league now, huh?
Hell yeah, I love Sore Losers League.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, whoever I played started Kittle.
I got Masturbates on,
Masturbates?
Bateman.
Oh, Bateman's good.
I got Bateman chilling on my bench. I'm that loaded. I don't even need him.
That's good. That's great.
You should have traded Saquon when you could, man. He didn't do much this week.
I tried. Nobody would take him. I guess nobody even looks at their computers because I throw trades out. People don't even respond to them.
A lot of people replied and said, I never got a trade offer from Ray.
I didn't get to watch the Patriots-Pittsburgh game, but does Devontae Parker play? Because I've started him 2 weeks in a row, and he's got
zero late in the game. I didn't know if I was seeing it correctly.
Does he actually run routes?
Dude.
No, I'm at a real question. I didn't watch the game.
No.
Was he on the fucking field?
Dude.
I didn't watch the game, but here's the problem.
Like he's listed as a starter.
Hey, at some point, you just want to know, was my guy on the field?
Honestly?
Hey, Darnell Mooney, are you alive
listen
for
to
the
me.
Bears? Here's the problem with the Bears. They threw the ball. You want to know how many times the Bears threw the ball last night? 11. How the F?
Oh, because, dude, Montgomery's a beast, dude.
You're down 24-7.
Who gives a crap? Give him the ball. He got 30 yards. No problem. 40 yards. No problem.
Guess what?
Then his backup. No problem.
You're not going to run yourself back from 24-7 down 24-7 in the fourth quarter by running.
Hold my beer. Justin Fields wide open all the time in the world, and he can't hit people. Like, coach, it's a thing.
11
Kyler
throws.
Hold my beer. I can come back from three touchdowns down.
Hold my beer.
Give some respect to Tua. He was better. Tua was better. The comeback that Tua had was better than the Kyler Murray comeback.
It was?
Hell yeah.
Waddle?
Tyreek Hill?
Waddle is ass to the Super Bowl.
But yes, to answer your question, Devontae Parker does play.
Okay, he's on the field.
He's on the field. Okay. It's just, here's the problem. The Patriots offense is from 1930.
Well, that's not going to win in 2020.
They're wearing the leather helmets?
Pretty much. They just run.
The frozen tundra.
The galloping ghost.
You want to talk about two dreadful offenses, the Steelers.
Tomahawk Hawkins.
And the Patriots.
Arkansas horse.
That's bad. The Patriots.
What about it?
They're rough.
Well, I got to be real. I had Red Zone. Patriots were never on.
No, I know. I know. When you watch Red Zone and the team that you're like, man, you don't see them? It's like, I don't think Tampa Bay was ever on.
They weren't. It was 0-0 at halftime.
Oh, what a weird game.
Tom Brady throwing tablets, but Mike Evans had to dive in and save his ass.
And then they fight. Big old fight, ejected, get out of here.
When did that fight take place?
Third quarter?
Yeah. Dude, I'd be so pissed at Mike Evans.
Well, no, did you see him mouth to the ref? He goes, it's Tom Brady. What'd you expect me to do? Of course I'm going to go in there and do that.
Okay, so what happened?
Tom Brady was, the guy was mouthing off. What's his name? Vincent
Lattimore.
DePaul? Lattimore. They had beef.
Vincent DePaul.
There's a clip of them fighting.
Vincent DePaul.
Where'd you get that name?
He just said it.
Oh. St.
Paul.
St. Vincent.
St. Brown.
Who's your guy you got? St. Paul, Minneapolis?
St. Brown.
Armand St. Brown.
Armani St. Brown.
Hey.
Yeah.
No.
He is a bad man. Yeah,
there's
he
a
is.
Clip.
He is
Mike
a
Evans,
bad man.
Mike Evans and Lattimore went at it before on different teams.
Yes.
There's clips out there.
Okay.
But this time, Lattimore's mouthing to the coach, and at one point, it almost looks like Coach Arians. Why was he on the sidelines?
Did he have his Hawaiian shirt on?
No. I don't know why he was on the sideline.
Anyways, he goes, go after him. And it looked like he did it.
Arians said go
after
him.
And he made that motion, and that's when Mike Evans ran after him.
But I thought Arians was a consultant.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know his exact job title, but.
No, he was on the
He can't be on the sideline telling me what to do.
He was on the sideline, and there's a clip online where he's going like this. Go after
him.
He did this motion, and that's right when Mike Evans sprinted out.
Really?
And, like, tackled Lattimore, and then the other guy came in swinging.
Because Lattimore badmouthed Tom Brady?
Yeah, Lattimore and Brady had words with each other, Brady said, "You man," and Lattimore said, "Go."
So you think Lattimore probably said, "Like, hey, go take another day off."
He's like, "Hey, I Giselle."
Nice.
And then that's when Mike Evans came in.
I was with your wife in Brazil.
Hey, how's your marriage going, motherfucker?
Yeah, we were in Costa last week.
Hey, Brady, you taking some L's off the field, motherfucker?
Hey, Brady, take another break, you old man.
Hey,
take
Brady, don't you have to go get in the carpool line? I heard you got to be there every Wednesday. You're going to miss practice because you are required to pick up the kids every Wednesday, according to Giselle.
What a terrible dad. If anyone said, hey, you're required to pick up your kids, I'd feel like a loser.
Like that was one of the stipulations. You saw that.
I feel like the biggest loser. Guys, I want to pick up my kids.
You had to do that. That's GOAT, because GOAT didn't know how to be balanced.
Hey, $100, GOAT gets lost in the pickup line.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He has no idea what to do. $100. He's going to get in the wrong line.
Because I've heard that the pickup line is the most stressful thing. Like, he thinks studying game tape is tough.
Good luck at the pickup
line. Good luck.
Pickup lines never exist with us.
Oh, I know, Coach.
I walked home.
Me either, Coach.
Well, it must be nice to be charmed. Good God.
Let me tell you,
Coach. These pickup lines, you know why they're bad?
Because
every kid has to have a parent come get them. Walk home. Ride your bike.
Exactly.
Ride a school bus.
What happened to those days?
You know what I do?
Why is everything pickup?
You know what I do? What do you mean?
Uber Eats.
Well, I live 20 miles away, Coach.
Oh, well, you don't have a bus. That's why.
Yeah. So, but here.
Okay, well, that makes a difference. I mean, I never knew that. I
let me tell you what I do, though. I park about 3 blocks away.
Are they allowed to walk over there?
Yeah, no, I walk to them. Then I walk across the street.
Yes, you don't have to get in the pickup line. There's ways around the pickup line.
It's too stressful.
People are like, I was trapped in there for 45 minutes. Cool. Like Eddie said, go 3 blocks away. Tell your kid to walk
pick
there.
Pick him up.
Is he over 7? Cool. Walk to me.
Let's go.
Exactly. You know where I park every day? That's where I'm going to be. Walk over here. Okay, it's not that hard.
That's what my dad did. When he'd pick us up, we had to walk like I don't even know, five. We're like, Dad, you can pull up closer to the school. Dad was ahead of the curve. He parked all the way out there because he knew he didn't have any traffic.
Oh, no, when my dad came to get me, I said, Dad, park on the side of the school. I don't want them to see your white van. That's so embarrassing.
In the petty van?
I mean, it was.
Dude, if Brady doesn't get hurt in the field this year, he's going to get hurt in that pickup line. Or crossing the street to go pick up
kids. Or do you
think
they make it special a special lane for him because they know he's got to get back to practice?
No chance, I was going to say, no chance is he driving. There's a driver, then Brady's in the passenger seat, and then the kids get in the back.
Hell no. Giselle's going to make his ass drive the minivan.
How does he give the kiss if he's driving?
That's a good question.
They have to put their – they I'll come up to the window. Listen. No, they come up to the window, kiss, then walk around and get in.
Hey, he's going to leave the house in his Lambo, and Giselle's like, you're taking the minivan. Ah. Damn, turns the Lambo off, gets in the minivan.
It's still got Antonio Brown's water bottle in it. Dude, that guy's falling off. You seen some clips surfacing around him?
No, man. I'm really kept up with him.
I haven't really paying attention to Antonio Brown. There's been too much football going on. I've been watching
a lot
of that.
I'm really watching what he's doing.
He does all kinds of podcast interviews now. I mean, that dude, you thought he was loopy before? Listen to an hour podcast of him. He was doing it with Ripper Magoo, Bob Menery, and those guys.
Yeah, which one? What podcast is that, Coach, in case people want to go listen to that?
God, right, why would I be watching that? No, I don't. I mean, there's some good podcasts, but no, I don't know anything. Antonio Brown is not interesting to me.
Talk to me about the Arizona comeback.
I don't know how Oakland is, or Oakland, God, I still call them.
Yeah,
Las Vegas.
In Vegas, Coach.
Hey, Grandpa, you got a new city.
They're in Vegas,
hey,
Coach.
Sorry, I have a hard time calling them the Los Angeles Chargers. It's really hard for me to say that.
And deep tease, we're going to talk about Las Vegas Aces later on in the show.
Can't wait.
Oh, yay, can't wait. Becky Hammon and company. All right. I don't know what happened. I don't know how. I wanted to say Oakland again. Las Vegas is so bad. Like, how do you blow such a big lead?
Did you see the fans popping champagne?
They were jumping around. They thought they had won.
They had the Ace of Spades champagne when they were ahead 23-7, I believe it was. And they were shooting it up in the air. Final score 29-23.
That's brutal, dude.
It was so bananas.
How crazy was that last drive, though?
Yeah, it was so bananas.
Like,
the overtime, or are you talking about when he got to two?
I thought you were talking about
the end of the game. Oh, the last drive.
Into regulation was crazy, too, because Kyler Murray
just about got sacked.
Almost got sacked. Crosby is all over him, and he somehow.
I thought he was going down.
Little Minnie Mouse freaking bucks him off of him.
You know why? He was watching tape, Coach.
No, he wasn't watching tape. He learned that move in the shooting game?
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, he learned how to dodge and duck.
You do have to dodge and duck in Call of
Duty.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. So luckily he is playing his video game, so he's able to dodge. He knew that move, and he gets out, and they get the penalty called. Then they get all the way to fourth down because AJ Green can't hold on to the damn ball.
He's still playing?
Yeah, Coach.
Yes. But nobody drafts him.
He's the one. Hey, he's the one that got the two-point conversion.
No, he didn't.
Yes.
It was 18. It wasn't him.
AJ Green. AJ Green got the two-point
number
conversion.
18, AJ Green.
No, it wasn't him.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
100%.
Yes, it was. 1,000%.
No, it wasn't.
Hey, how much? Hold on. He's looking it up.
Okay.
How much?
$100? How much?
I'll go $500.
I can't bet. It's the couple's account.
Text Bay real quick. Can I bet?
No, I can't do a dumb bet with
real
Eddie.
Real quick, text
it's all
Bay.
In our account. That's how we keep it categorically organized.
Bay, can I transfer
credit to Eddie? Bet me that cheese stick right there.
No, because I want that
cheese
stick.
Are you that hungry?
I have no food. So bet me that damn cheese stick that you have you don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, man.
AJ Green number. He's number 18. Glad I didn't bet.
Dumbass.
Idiot. Like, I sat there and watched him drop the touchdown on the play before.
They reviewed it 5,000 times.
I mean,
I didn't know it was him the whole time.
And probably said AJ Green 5,000 times.
Yes, I don't have the touchdown where he had it, and they knock it out, and they're like, AJ Green, one of the best receivers in the game the last 10 years, the last decade, he's got to have that ball.
Yeah,
I don't care.
He played in 5 years, though, Coach.
But he goes, I don't care that he's 37 years old. He needs to catch that ball.
In sports, what is a sadder decline than a receiver? I mean, Julio Jones, AJ Green, they fall off the
map. The Julio! I hope he's got directions
to Walgreens. He's injured already.
I think they saw him at Walgreens last night.
He's got a membership.
The Cardinals are able to pull it off. Then they got to get the two-point conversion.
Hey, he walks into Walgreens. Hey, morning, Julio.
Hey.
Aisle three, Julio.
Got your bandage right here, Julio.
The worst part about the Cardinals, I don't know how unorganized or how stupid they are or what. I don't know how this happens. But out of a timeout, the Raiders call a timeout when they're going for the two-point conversion. So the Raiders go over and huddle, and you have time to get your play in, right? They get out.
And they get a delay game.
They get a delay a game out of a Raiders timeout. How does that happen?
Dude, the announcers were like, that is just uncalled for.
How does that happen?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, what are you doing?
Dude, I wonder if you get distracted. You get distracted?
You think you're just, like, looking around? I mean, I don't know. Maybe Kyler Murray was out of breath. He was just like, huh. And he wasn't thinking about, oh, I need to get a play called. So then they get a delay of game. So now they got to get the two-point conversion from the 7-yard line. I mean, come on.
And I want to say thank you very much for Red Zone. I mean, Sunday would have been absolutely brutal. I had the Saints 0-0 at halftime. Oh. Maybe it was 3-0. And then my late game was Cowboys-Bengals. Thank you, Red Zone.
Siciliano?
I owe you guys. Flying all over. I don't have him. Oh. I got the other guy.
All right.
Blandino.
He never says his name. It's not Blandino.
Really?
No, he's that much of a class act. He doesn't say his name like Siciliano.
But yes, I mean, and then we go to overtime.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
So like I was saying, do you guys know?
I don't hear anything.
Shut up.
There you go.
Hey, did you guys know who's a quarterback for the Raiders? Carr?
Yeah.
Scarf? What's his face?
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr. Yeah, what's wrong?
He wasn't on the field for 39 minutes on Sunday. Is that a crazy stat or what? For 39 minutes. Okay. I don't even know how that's possible.
Now, are you talking 39 game minutes or 39 minutes?
Actual minutes. Minutes.
Actual I was like, minutes. How in the hell?
That would be the entire game.
Game minutes, coach.
Well, that's why I was
like, coach, he was in
the three quarters.
So it's not that.
He came back in
overtime.
Is
that that crazy?
Yeah. You don't touch the field for 39 minutes?
NBA, you rest for five.
Yeah, he's a starting quarterback, coach. That is crazy.
I mean, because like the Patriots, their last drive, they took up the last 7 minutes or something off the clock.
39.
No, you're not. That's game minutes. So I don't know about actual minutes, like because of injuries. Like, why was it 39 actual minutes is what I'm asking.
Next time Tom Brady does his little dink, dink, duke, duke, dink, 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 drives down the field or whatever, I mean, time it. It's not going to be close to.
Okay, so
it must have been an insane drive that the Cardinals went on.
And then a turnover probably.
And right? Then they got the ball back.
And they got the ball back.
Oh, that's exactly. Right. They recovered the onside.
Obviously, that's
Eddie.
Well, coach, that's the only way it's possible. But still, the stat's crazy.
Wait, yeah.
Hey. Did the Cardinals onside kick it to get the ball back at the end? No, the Browns did. So how did. How
the
could
Browns?
He,
no, no. Eddie's right. Browns, an interception or something at the very end.
But then he had to be on the field for the interception.
If they ran it all the way back.
Like, do you understand?
I mean, I have nothing to add to this because I don't know. Hold on.
Do you understand what I'm saying? You're in his corner. I understand that you're saying he wasn't on the field for that long, but I need to know how. Was it just one long drive by the Cardinals where there were injuries, so there was a lot of TV timeouts? Did each team take three timeouts during that drive that caused it to go longer? Because if they score, they didn't onside kick it. So he had to get back on the field at some point.
If this is false, then this is proof that people just do stupid stats for fun that aren't even real.
Wild stat. Derek Carr wasn't on the field for 39 minutes, and it
Oh, you know what? It could include halftime.
It said first appearance on field since 7:08 Eastern. So that was towards the end of the game. It was at the very end when the Cardinals scored three in a row. Maybe they did a play where they didn't have a quarterback.
Yeah, maybe like a wildcat.
I don't know.
Was there a wildcat with Josh Jacobs?
There was a wildcat, and they threw an interception.
And they fumbled or something?
Right, because the Cardinals scored, right? They didn't onside kick it. Or did they? I don't know. I'm asking. Anybody know?
I don't.
I know.
Wait. Here's what happened.
Because then they went to overtime.
Right, that's what happened. So they had their long drive.
Then they got the two-point conversion.
And then they got two-point conversion. Game over. Tied. Now kickoff.
Overtime.
Thank you.
Arizona gets the coin flip. Got it.
And Arizona got the coin flip. So the game was over, right?
The game was over.
No, it's crazy. The Raiders defense did what they were supposed to do. They stopped their ass.
What's the rule on that now?
What?
Do both teams get it?
No,
what's the rule?
Arizona won, coach.
But they didn't win on the first possession.
Doesn't matter.
Like everybody says, though.
Doesn't matter. If they win the coin flip, they're going to win.
They say, oh, you win the coin flip, it's over because you can't play defense in overtime. I can't stop them. Change the rules so we both get the ball.
Whatever voice you're doing, never do it again. And guys, if we don't talk about this before the end of the show,
WNBA,
we're a disservice.
Go ahead.
Aaron Judge. They said these home run balls that he's going to hit this week could fetch $20 million.
That he's going to hit this week?
$20 million?
If you get it, they said, because, I mean, say he beats Sammy Sosa. All these are worth like $500,000,
yeah.
$700,000. The collective of them all could be $20
million. Yes, and I will tell you who's going to get that ball and who's going to make $20 million in a minute.
Yes.
But back
I know
to-
who it is.
Arizona goes. They Ground get stopped. Screw. The Raiders start.
Did you
driving.
Not see the script? You wanted to jump straight to baseball.
Well,
he's
you
not
were
done
in the,
with
we
Arizona.
Were in the middle of the crazy ending.
He's not done. Woo! With
Hunter, Renfro's fighting for extra yards, and then he just gets blown up. Pick it up, run it back, and the idiot. How many times are we going to stop dropping the ball before we get to the goal line? The Arizona guy was in the end zone by half a yard. They had to go to instant replay because they thought he dropped the ball
too
early.
But he was good, though.
He was good.
Yeah.
Can we stop doing that? Please, for the love of God, just wait till you're in the end zone and then throw it against the padding. Why do we need to drop it before? Why do that? But make sure you're in the end zone and spike it in the end zone.
I'm sure that's exactly what they're telling today at practice.
When I saw that, so they reviewed it, right? Because I was watching
yes.
Red Zone and you don't see that.
Because they all celebrate and then they're like, wait, reviewing
Siciliano?
It.
Okay.
No.
Oh. The other guy.
Okay.
He never says his name. But anyways, when he did that, it's so cringe because you want them to hold on. When I saw the first time, I was like, okay, good. He held on to it long enough. Because otherwise, dude, your skin crawls. It's that cringe.
Yeah, it's wild. And I mean, it was just a wild, wild weekend.
Wild,
now,
wild.
You had three crazy comebacks.
Is there any chance that Russell Wilson is washed up?
No. No, coach, it's a brand new team. They're still trying to figure crap out.
Like, is there any, he was like 14 of 31.
I get it.
Yeah, they kind of suck. I play you that clip or somebody else where he was kind of coaching the guys on the sidelines and he was telling them, hey, pass or run. Come on, you got to tell the guys on the field, pass or run. And then the whole team all together on one of the plays goes, pass! And people commented, they go, yeah, that was a thing when you're in elementary school. Not in the NFL.
It just looks so.
He's going
so,
back to basics.
So it looks
he's
so kinda, bad.
He's kind of a dad. An annoying, over-controlling dad.
Is Russell
and
Wilson
Brady's
annoying?
Not-
Is Russell Wilson annoying?
At least Brady says the F word.
Is everything Russell Wilson
Dad
does?
Say the
like,
F word.
Do you like Russell Wilson?
Yeah. I mean, for what I know, yeah.
Then somebody posted something where
he's starting to remind me of J.J. Watt, where everything is so calculated.
Well, and dude, have you seen his Instagram? He did this video where it goes, you know how you point in different directions, the little things fly on the screen? He goes, things that are important in my life, faith, family. Football is like number 3 or 4.
Well, yeah, it should be that.
Oh.
I mean, it should.
Oh, my bad.
Faith and family should be over everything.
Brady's is football's one.
Brady's like won. Football, food.
Game film.
Hey, vegan food. Game
my endorsements. Field. My massages with Gonzalez.
Yeah.
And then family.
And then wife.
Giselle.
Oh, kids, man. Very bottom. Coach. But here's the thing about Russell Wilson.
I just worry.
You talk about calculated. When your life is public, and it's everybody, you know, is going to judge you on what they see on you. Why not calculate it? Why not be the master of your image? Like, they don't need to know who you really are. Like, no one it's just, you should be what you want to be because people are just going to make their own opinions anyway. So write your own script.
And John at the bar, he doesn't control his brand and his image. John just drinks seven beers when he gets off work.
John's the dude up at the bar every day.
People like Russell Wilson have people on their team that, hey, this is what we need to do for your image. Hey, you're going to be in a movie.
Right.
It's going to be a really good look for your image. They're always worried about the image. The dude that pounded a six-pack and goes home and is a bad dad, that it life in general just control. That's just how he ends up being.
And no one cares about him.
If you're powerful and rich, you have the ability to manipulate, be a puppet master.
Oh, I understand that.
So, yeah.
So, why not do that?
How we view him is how he wants us
right.
to view
him. And what you don't realize is everyone that's a public figure, has control of their image.
Think about Brady.
No, I understand. Guys, I understand he has control of it.
Right.
But I don't think that's the real Russell Wilson.
But who gives a crap? You'll never know. Because you will never meet him. You will never get to know him. He'll never be your friend.
I don't want him to be my friend.
So let it go.
Russell Wilson, in the offseason, drinks 24 beers on a Saturday. He's bad in bed. That's the real Russell.
He's done in 30 seconds.
That's the real Russell Wilson you're never going to learn about.
And you're never going to know.
But
so
the one you're seeing is carefully crafted, and you are a puppet.
So who cares, though? But let's talk about what he does on the field. That's right. What we really
but
know
that's
and
what
care
I'm
about.
Saying. Did the Seahawks see something? They said, you know what? This guy is washed up.
No, and he was annoying. They said he was.
Right, he's annoying. That's what I'm saying.
The players wanted to play Future in the locker room, and he's like, no, I'm tired of hearing this music. So the younger guys, he didn't want to hear any of their music in the locker room.
The hippity hop?
There was rumors going out that never really surfaced in the media, but it was behind the scenes, nobody liked him.
Really?
Ray's inside source. Huh. But no, I've heard that too, that he was not very. He was kind of better than everybody.
So is he like the bully? Like if someone's like in the locker room reading
a
book,
but
he knocks
like,
the book out of their
hands?
But
that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean by his image. He's holier than thou.
He's a teacher's pet bee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember what Coach said?
Ass.
Hey, come on. Pass or run. Pass or run. Pass! And all the younger guys had to do it with him, and it was so corny. That's Russell Wilson.
That'd be like if the baseball players are just like, all right, play it first and second.
Yes.
Play it first and second.
You don't need to do that when you're in the major leagues.
But they do in the major leagues. Hold up how many outs there are. They still do that.
But that's just very a cool thing to do.
You have no, you should
You
be
do
on the
that
same
so
page.
You know where, like, what you got to think in your head. Okay, two
how about
outs
look out. At the scoreboard?
They're everywhere.
I mean, up, down, left, right.
I mean, I'm just saying, I wonder if, is Russell Wilson washed up?
Not like, washed up. But it's all about
up.
Chemistry. Like right now, who has the best chemistry? Patty Mahomes. Look at him. He's got swag.
Yeah, guess what? They have all new receivers. So what's the excuse there?
But I'm telling
you. He played preseason.
Patty Mahomes went and parties on a lake with Travis Kelce, and they do these shotguns. They do shooters. Russell Wilson has no chemistry with his boys. They all hate him. When they leave the game, they leave. They don't text each other till Tuesday. Patty Mahomes is probably hitting up Killer Trav the same day. What up, bro? How was the game? You like that game? You
hey,
like that?
You like that game?
I kind of agree with you on that.
Exactly.
I kind of agree with you on
that. Shots with Killer Trav?
Yes. I kind of agree with Ray about how Russell Wilson's holier-than-thou attitude maybe is hard to get the chemistry because there is no relationship.
I would agree with you, but I feel like the big struggle going on in Denver, though, is that Russell's letting the offense, the coaching staff, run the offense.
And he doesn't need to do that. He needs to do Tom Brady and say, I'll call this offense.
I think he really does.
Or he needs to do Aaron Rodgers and say, I will take control. You tell me two plays, like they were saying last night, every play that the Packers do, LaFleur calls a running play and a passing play, and at the line of scrimmage, Aaron Rodgers decides if it's going to be a pass or a run.
But when I started this job 10 years ago, and I came in, and you said, hey, I want to shoot a video, and I said, no, we're not shooting a fucking video. What did you say? I was the new guy.
I said, you're never going to talk to me like that again.
So you think Russell can go into the Broncos and be like, I'm going to run this offense? No, I think he's letting them, all right, look, I'll let you do what you want to do.
But these guys are giving street cred.
Yeah, I get it.
When you give him $295 million, he pretty much can do what he wants.
But you can see that he's not running the offense because he stays out there on 4th-and-2 or whatever, and then he's like, really? Okay. And he runs back out because the coaches are like, no, we're not going for it.
And Eddie, Russell, thank you for that trip down memory lane. That was also cringe.
But you know what I'm saying, Coach? I was the new guy, and I said, no, we're not fucking doing that. And what did I do? I got yelled at.
And he has no longer does personal videos, folks.
Oh, man. It's just I worry about if since the finger injury.
Don't point your finger at me.
Because he broke that finger last
year. I'm going to put this finger
and he had some awful games at the end of last year. And the Seahawks are like, you know what? He's past his prime. We're done with this guy. Let's send him to Denver.
We're learning how good the Legion of Boom was. He hid behind them. A great defense can win you. Did they win Super Bowls?
Yeah.
They won one.
A great defense can win you Super Bowls. And I'll hang up and listen.
That's why the Cowboys will win this week, this year.
What about Tua? Tua!
What about Tua?
Tua!
Oh! Hey.
You think those Dolphins are dangerous?
I saw it put somewhere in an article. The apology to Tua better be as big as all the being talk we did to him. People ran him through the ringer about being a bitch, about not being able to throw to Tyreek. Guys, the apology better be as loud. Hang up and listen.
After this week? Should we wait a couple weeks?
Man, I mean,
it's a big game.
I saw him, but
the week before that wasn't that big.
I saw him in person.
It was a domination of the Patriots.
But I mean,
not that
we
explosive.
Saw how weak the Patriots are.
He's good. I mean, Waddle and...
I mean, they're just... They have so many weapons.
Right. So are we putting this on Tua?
My boy Gesicki?
Yeah, he has to get on the ball.
Remember when I told you guys about Gesicki?
Yeah.
Watching the Sims?
How many yards did Gesicki have?
I don't know, but he was doing the gritty in the end zone.
During the flight and the phone was freezing up, I heard Gesicki drop pass. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Gesicki.
Waddle. Tyreek.
Who else? Go ahead.
He signed.
Who?
But my buddy Danny lost hundreds gambling.
Is Danny?
Yeah,
in Fort Lauderdale, my buddy.
Never heard of him.
He said he doesn't care about the money he lost.
You talking about South Beach?
No, different guy. He said Dolphins are back. I don't even care.
Hey,
Gesicki
did have 4 catches for 41 yards and a tug.
Good for him. A tug,
touchdown.
Oh,
dude, it's exciting. But yeah, they still can't.
What's exciting? You're a Dolphins fan now?
No.
What'd you get a Tua
jersey? The Ravens.
Remember, we buried Tua, and we did. And
a lot of people,
even the Dolphins tried to bury him. They kept trying to talk about trading for Deshaun Watson. They wanted Deshaun Watson. It never worked out. They wanted to get rid of Tua for Tom Brady. They were trying to give Brady ownership of the Dolphins.
Well, that would be good.
I mean,
you don't think that would have been a good deal?
That sounds like a pretty good deal.
Okay. So do you blame them?
Who was wrong? All the fantasy magazines. Who are the two biggest fantasy busts? Pittman and Thomas, what's his name?
Pittman? You mean Pitts? Kyle Pitts for the Falcons.
No.
He sucks.
No. Pittman, I mean, he's been fine. Who's the running back? Jonathan Taylor Thomas sucks ass.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas had one bad game.
He sucks.
And Pittman was hurt. And I'm
at Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
In the Colts, I got a question. Do the Colts just suck? Was it maybe...
It's Matt Ryan.
Yes, maybe Carson Wentz wasn't so bad, folks.
Oh, yeah.
We get rid of Carson Wentz because he's not good.
And look at the Commanders.
The Commanders are competitive. And God, the freaking Colts suck.
They suck, dude.
And here's the problem. They're 0-2. And they play the Chiefs this next week.
And then they got Titans, I think, twice in the next
month. Yeah, you think they're going to beat the Chiefs?
No, they will not.
No, probably, because the NFL, you can't make any damn sense of this.
They won't beat the Chiefs.
They are going to get blowed out.
Mm-hmm.
Blowed out.
Eddie, your mic screen is in your hand and not on your mic.
He takes it off every episode.
No, I mean, this is already off.
It's
crazy. Dude, can we talk about the WNBA now?
Yeah, but you want to hear about who's going to catch Aaron Judge's $20
million? I already know, the guy that goes out to every game.
Nope. You want to know?
No. Yes.
Batter's box.
They end.
Hey, kid. I'm going to Yankee Stadium.
No.
New York. I've already greased 5 people. We're going to split the ball if we catch it.
I'm taking my friends.
Frank Sinatra.
The Yankees in their season.
I got my seat in center field.
The Yankees in their season on the road. In Arlington, Texas.
Okay. I'm going to Dallas.
They have
Dak's going?
The day before, the next to last day of the season, they have a doubleheader.
So who's catching the damn ball?
My cousin Zeke. Andrew has purchased tickets in the left field bleachers.
He hits them to right.
He has, boom, bought tickets for the doubleheader right there, game one and game two.
He's striking out.
We could see it this week where he ties Ruth and Maris because he's at 59. Right. He needs one to tie Ruth. 2 to Ty Maris.
And so he is going to catch the freaking home run ball. I was going to say Pujols, but Pujols is going for 700. I mean, that's crazy. Hey, so my cousin's going to make $20 million.
Did you come out and do home run derby with us a long time ago with Isaiah?
No,
you didn't?
Mm-mm.
Well, let me tell you something. When you want to hit a home run, you can't hit it.
Well, he didn't want to hit one yesterday, and he hit 2.
He hadn't wanted to hit him all season. He's hit 59.
I mean, I think now is like, watch. He's going to be like, all right, I got a new break.
Are people giving Pujols, are they grooving it for him? Are they letting him hit home runs?
Yes. No. Yes. So the one that he hit was grooved. I've never seen it. So it's a respect thing.
I do
it's
too.
It's a respect thing. Yeah. I believe maybe it's
Let him talk.
It's the pitcher's like, listen, I respect everything you've done for the game of baseball. I'm going to throw you a 95 mile an hour strike across the plate.
Right down the middle.
You hit it out, or I strike you. But it's a courtesy thing.
They want him to get to 700. They want him to get to the magical number. They want, because Pujols, was he hitting home runs all season?
Who wants him? The opposing team, the opposing pitcher wants to see him.
The pitchers that have nothing, the teams that are playing for nothing.
Okay, so who tells the pitcher to do that?
Well, think about it.
That's a great question.
If you hit him, that you can't do that.
You can't hit him.
You're going to be blackballed.
So you're not going inside.
You can't hit him.
But what if you ask him?
You can't throw some crazy 12-6. People are like, what the fuck are you doing that to Albert Pujols? You're not throwing some crazy slider. So all that's left is a changeup. Or a fastball.
So they literally go up to the mound and say, I have to treat this batter different than everyone else.
No, it's a thing like, dude, you've done so much for this game. I'm going to throw you a
What has he done for the game?
Hold on. I'm going to throw a belt high. Coach, he was playing when I was a freshman in high school.
Great. He made a lot of money and he played baseball. What else did he do for the game?
Here's what they're saying. I'm going to throw a belt high fastball out of respect. Man to man, if you want to take a cut at this, and you want to really show the world how good you are, then, dude, that all my respect to you in the world.
Okay, Penis, you agree with this?
You saw his last home run,
what I'm saying.
I've never seen a pitch more right across the plate and at 94 miles an hour in my entire
life. Here's my thing. He's been hot these last couple weeks, maybe month. He wasn't hitting home runs all season. And all of a sudden, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty where his career is coming to an end at the end of the season. And he's not to 700 yet. So let's go ahead and put him right down the middle. All of a sudden, he's hit like 7 bombs in the last 2 weeks, I feel like.
I mean, he can't even run the bases.
Right.
Right.
So I just don't know. I don't want to say they're grooving it, but they're grooving it for Pujols.
I mean,
I just don't see the reason why.
If you really want to break it down, I would love to know the stat on this home runs he's hit in the last month. How many are on curveballs? Because everyone looks like it's a dead.
I just don't see the reason. Like for someone like Babe Ruth or someone that's like, oh man, like everyone loves you in the league. Pujols, they only like him because he's been playing for 50 years. There's nothing.
He's been great for the game. He's a really likable.
He's a likable guy.
Great for the game.
He remembered my cousin in the airport.
Your cousin rubbed his cock for 10 years.
But he did see him in the airport and be like, hey, Andrew, how's it going, man?
His left testicle hurt, your cousin Andrew was rubbing it.
He was. He was the strength and conditioning
coach. Then he better have said hi.
But that's pretty cool.
If the dude rubbing my testicle walked by and I didn't say hi, I'd be a dick.
Everybody seems to like him. Everybody seems to like him. And for some reason, all of a sudden, we're getting down to the last three weeks, season, and we're like, all of a sudden, he's hitting bombs.
Have they checked Judge's bat for cork?
That's a good question. Well, or Pujols.
Screw Pujols. Who cares?
700 is a big number.
Who cares? He's been 700 is not a big number when you've been playing for 40 years.
You're maybe right.
You know, it's like 700 is awesome when you have a regular season, but when you signed a ridiculous contract that makes you play baseball for the next 20 years of your life, it's not that impressive.
I thought he was grooving it. Now can we move over to the WNBA?
Please, I want to hear the story.
I didn't have much.
Brittany?
Did we get her back?
No.
No, I don't think
they're trying.
It's worse. They say their conditions are terrible over there.
No, Biden had a call with her girlfriend, wife. They've really been discussing how we're going to get her from Russia.
Good.
So hopefully.
Keep me updated.
I heard Rodman was going over there.
He tried to help a little bit.
Dennis Rodman.
As an ambassador.
Rodman, dude. What the hell?
Hey, man. If he can do something.
They said he was a terrible teammate. He's just probably
That's what Shaq said.
Shaq said.
He was the worst teammate he ever had.
He goes, he shows up late, and he would leave early. And I mean,
he said he was just disaster.
I love it.
It's terrible.
And how long did he play?
Long time.
Exactly.
But he would never listen to anybody. He's just a wild dude.
What? Do you guys like Collinsworth?
Guys, look at him. Collinsworth?
Yeah. God, I was listening to him last night, and I was like, he is so annoying.
Really? I think Tirico's more annoying than
It may have been Tirico that was annoying. But
Collinsworth's great. I just don't like that dynamic.
Maybe
I don't like
that's
the Tirico. Tirico reminds me of one of our friends.
Yep.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, what?
I know who he's talking about.
No.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. But I never catch the Sunday night game, so.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let me see.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, 100%. And I don't want to hear him talking the whole time.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Collinsworth with Al Michaels is great. I thought they were great together.
Listen, there's great announcers out there that are must-listen TV. The CBS guys back in the day were good. They went out. But the new crew's good. CBS guys.
What did you guys think about Thursday night?
I thought it was pretty good.
Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit.
I was watching on my phone. It was great.
I didn't know Herbstreit was going to be calling.
I had no idea.
So I'm listening, and I go, well, that voice sounds familiar. Don't know who that is. I can't pinpoint it. And they finally showed it. I'm like, what the hell is he doing here?
I thought he was just a college guy. Didn't know he knew NFL.
Well, coach, I mean, I think it's just football in general.
Yeah.
But you have to study the team. So I guess they just can't
really.
Film.
It's
they got
just
somebody
the game.
That points to who made the tackle. They know all the pronunciations.
And somebody who works in football kind of watches every game and knows everything about everything.
Let's not put him on a pedestal. Like, it's probably pretty easy to call a game. I mean, okay, so here we go. So Kyler Murray.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, God.
Kyler Murray.
No. This is great. I love this.
Okay.
Hold on. Listen, you can do that right now. But do it for four quarters? You can't do that, correct.
You just have to keep your focus.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're chugging a Red Bull. But I'm just saying it. So you're seeing Kyler Murray drop back on that. Kyler Murray dropping back, about sacked. Oh, man. End zone. Got him!
Oh, wait. Timeout. So not the play-by-play. You're talking about play-by-play.
They're both the same, aren't
they? No, they're not. The color is way harder than
play-by-play. Way harder.
The color, you just fluff up what they just said. So I just say,
no.
Man, Kyler Murray, that was a throw. And then you say, hey, yeah, Kyler Murray back even when he was with the Oakland A's. That's why he had a baseball contract, because of that arm.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the play.
Okay, so that was one.
Okay.
Now next one.
Okay. I'm trying to think of the game that
Joe Flacco drops back, hits Garrett Wilson over the middle. Touchdown! Touchdown,
no,
Jets!
It's not even that. It's not even those. Those are easy.
Yes.
It's the, all right, James Conner, it's handoff. He goes, right in the middle, gets tackled in the backfield. That'll lose about 2 yards.
So now we're at a loss, but we are going to.
No, well, that's where they come in and be like, you see those right tackles right there?
I'm trying to
see,
get in on
them. They did a great job. Like, they, last night, they were showing the blocking of the Packers.
Yes.
They were like, look at how they're pulling. And the guy gets to the second level. He turns his shoulders and gives the lane to air. I mean, they broke it down last night. Was very well. They did a very good job.
That's the hard part.
So maybe I was annoyed by Tirico last night. And maybe
he's so annoying.
Tirico's just annoying to me.
But Collinsworth, he's so quick to know exactly what happened in that play. He knows it 5 seconds after the play happened. Is somebody writing that?
Yes.
Already?
He like, has
do they
help.
Do they give him the sheet of paper that already says, like, hey, this is the breakdown of what happened that play?
Yes.
Because how from what just watching it.
Dude, what you don't see is the writers. And every major show has 9 writers
are
on
Are you
it.
Making this up or do you know?
There was a clip.
No, I
there was
understand
a clip.
There's writers.
There's 2 guys in there. There's 2 guys. Herb Street, Michaels. The guy they never show. To the right, there's this guy frantically writing stuff.
He's the one saying the breakdown was on the tackles, that the block
was... There's one guy with binoculars that has the exact number that made the tackle and shows you who made the tackle. The other guy's writing fun facts. Here you go.
I mean, it's easy when you're calling the Bengals game, just be like, oh, you know, they're going to sack Joe Burrow here. Oh, yeah, they sacked him again.
That one's already in the queue.
And, yeah, they just queue and they're like, well, who missed the block? The entire offensive line. That's who missed the block, okay? Like, those are easy. It's hard when it's a boring, mundane game where like Baker Mayfield. You suck, Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield sucks. Yeah. I think he sucks.
I've always said that.
God, my freaking Carolina over 6.5 bet, it ain't looking good because I counted those first 2 as wins. So I'm down 2 wins. I don't know where we're going to find them, but they suck.
Oh, I'm glad Billy didn't make the playoff bet on that one. He was wanting to know the odds.
God, they suck.
Well, tell him the odds.
The Ravens, they suck. The Ravens need to learn how to run the ball. If they can't run the ball, they're not going to win.
Starters out.
Well, they need. I don't care.
Okay. Usually well, that's kind of a factor.
And their defense. What's wrong with their defense?
Well, they.
I know they
fell
don't
sleep.
They don't meet on Monday morning, but on Tuesday. I mean, if you're the coach, you just have to say, guys, it was 31-7.
They don't meet on Mondays.
No. Hey guys, have we lost our f***ing minds? 31-7. Are you guys crazy?
Yeah.
How do you give that? How? You could just go slow the rest of the game and then never catch up.
I thought you could just kneel it.
That was my fantasy score at the end of the first games. It's like 80-something to 7. My team had scored 7 points.
Oh, in sore losers?
No, or in one of my other leagues.
Oh, my other league? In 2 weeks combined, I've scored 102 points.
That's crazy, dude. I looked at it.
Combined.
It was 3:00, and I'm looking at my score. I'm like, I've only scored 7 points and 5 players have played?
I was going to be cocky on sore losers, and I decided not to. The team I'm playing, I thought for a second they may get single digits. That's how bad the team is.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were doing on draft day, but I'm up by 60.
Oh,
90
so
to 30.
You keep playing teams that don't have.
No, this is a winning team. This is one of the better teams in my league. Wow. I'm telling you, I'm going to go right all the way to the end undefeated.
I want to know what happened to the team I'm playing because they started Kittle, and I'm sure Wubach said Kittle was starting or something.
No, didn't. And I mean, just must've. In my other league.
It must have.
In my other league, I'm down 82-37.
Okay.
God, I mean, that's cool. 2 bad leagues. 2 really bad leagues. That's really awful.
What's going on in the other league?
And Mike Evans got suspended 1 game.
What about Arians?
They haven't said anything about that.
He should get suspended.
Well, he's on my
sideline.
Team. It says suspended next to him, and I clicked
Arians?
On it. Arians? No, Evans. Oh. They said they are investigating Arians' role.
Exactly.
I saw that online.
I wouldn't investigate it.
That's what he was there for.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Las Vegas Aces, congrats on the WNBA championship.
Oh, they won it all?
Yep.
Becky Hammon, first year coach.
First national first championship.
Spurs Becky Hammon?
Yeah.
In the history
of the Aces?
Vegas.
She coaches Aces now.
Well,
I believe.
That's how badass she is, dude.
She's so good.
That's how badass she is.
That's pretty sweet that Vegas has become.
She needs
a,
to go back
hey,
to the
NBA.
Hey,
when we go to Vegas this weekend, maybe we'll look her up and see if we can get her on the pod.
Can we get her for the convention?
That is a great idea.
Write that down, and then the hotel is. No, we don't have one.
People have booked their flights.
Convention. Oh, it's happening.
Convention, possibly in.
Yeah, Becky Hammon convention.
It's happening, but let me know when you have some details on
Coach,
it.
Coach, just because you wrote it on a post-it note doesn't mean it's happening.
No, the convention's happening. I don't know about Becky Hammon.
Okay.
I don't know if she's coming, but man, it was awesome. It was a great weekend. I mean, the Browns, you guys are idiots. I don't know how the Jets won that game.
Tonight, 2 games.
Yeah, I think Titans win. I ain't locking it up, but I think they win.
I mean, that's the dumbest thing you ever said.
No, from what
just
we
saw, like the Bengals.
Hey, from what we saw on Sunday.
What we've seen in the first 2 weeks. Here's what's crazy.
The
Browns.
Y'all talking about?
The Browns.
The Bengals were supposed to win by 3 touchdowns. Nobody gave Dallas a chance in that game.
No one thought the Dallas defense couldn't hold them. Like,
no.
Of course
no.
They did. Yes.
Everybody was saying Bengals.
Yeah, that's true. But the line was 7, not 10.
Because what we saw on Sunday.
That's true.
You'd be crazy to go Buffalo minus 10 tonight. You have
Why?
To go.
Why? The Niners covered?
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, they did.
Oh,
Seattle did.
Oh, my God.
Seattle did.
Yeah, the Packers covered the 10.
Gosh. They did, yes.
Because the Bears are idiots. We have a 4th.
Coach, I was going to skip that game. Nobody cares.
4th and an inch to get in the goal. Like, all you got to do is hike and put the ball over.
I thought he crossed it.
No, I think he did, too. Okay. But why would you line up in the shotgun when you're on the 1 inch?
It seems like that's all they know how to do.
But you're on the 1 inch yard line. Like, all you have to do is stick the ball over.
You want
so instead,
a dumber play?
You go shotgun. So now you're 6 yards when you're on the inch yard line. So stupid. And you let Justin Fields throw the ball 11 times. Really going to win a lot of NFL games.
That touchdown would have won the game?
No, I didn't want him to win.
Exactly. But it would have made me money.
Hey, no, it wouldn't have made me money.
It would have tied. It would have
Remember,
been a push.
It's a flip-flop league. Whatever happened last week won't happen this week.
Not true.
Geno Smith was amazing week one. Week two, he didn't score
one
touchdown.
He wasn't amazing.
The defense was only way they scored a touchdown.
Do you realize Geno Smith had like 150 yards week one, right? It wasn't like he was amazing.
They just got lucky.
They got lucky.
Hey, he wrote back.
Who?
Geno Smith, or what's the joke?
Oh, yeah. I didn't write back.
That's it.
Hey,
yeah,
Geno,
all the haters wrote me off.
Seattle marches it down. Maybe they didn't march it down, but they had the ball at the 1 yard line. And what do? They did a trick play. And this is even worse than your Bears play. And they gave it to the running back, and he's the passer now. And he had both his gloves on, and he's trying to throw the ball, and he threw it 2 feet to the defender right in front of him, and he intercepts it. That's your play instead of giving the ball to your quarterback. It was just one of those where the whole team was like, we probably should have run
that play.
What do you think about this trade?
Okay. You're going to get
This is a guy in one of my other leagues that he needs a quarterback bad. I think he has Trevor Lawrence.
Okay, and who is your – do you have another quarterback?
I have Russell Wilson and Josh Allen.
I think this
– read it.
Okay, so Eddie would trade away Josh Allen,
mm-hmm.
and the other guy would give him Deontay Johnson – Kadarius Toney, J.K. Dobbins, and Trevor Lawrence. You know what I think about this? I don't know what your team looks like. What your wide receivers?
It's terrible. I have no wide receivers.
Well, then you got to do that.
No.
I don't have to do that.
I wouldn't do it. I don't think Deontay Johnson's that – I mean
– he's going with quantity over quality.
Exactly. Exactly. Because Kadarius Toney has done nothing the first 2 weeks.
You all sound like
nothing.
Exactly what I was thinking.
No, Kadarius Toney has done jack crap.
I know it.
Deontay Johnson, they've scored how many points?
He was decent.
He was fine.
Yeah.
J.K. Dobbins hadn't played. Trevor Lawrence is okay. That means you would have to drop three players off your roster.
Correct. Devontae Parker would be one of them.
Okay, that's one of them.
And I'm glad to do it. I don't have to look.
But I bet you there's better receivers out there on the waiver wire.
I would think than these guys.
Deontay Johnson maybe not, but Kadarius Toney, you can. He's available in 90% of Yahoo or ESPN leagues or MyFantasyLeague.com.
Or WooBox, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Thank you, Coach. That's what I was thinking.
I wouldn't do it. But golly.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
The Vikings.
Oh, that's going to be the game tonight.
I think so. I think we're going to see true Jalen Hurts tonight. I think the Vikings defense could really like put a stop to him and whatever he's doing over there. I think people think that he's so awesome. Jalen Hurts is so good.
He's really good.
Yeah, you know what? He can run the ball. Other than that.
But his running ability, he's pretty passing the ball. He's been pretty accurate. Like, I hated on him. I said, oh, there's no way he's going to make it in the NFL because he can't throw the ball. Well, here we are. And he made the playoffs last year, didn't? Or did he make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here we are. He's freaking looks pretty good. Like, he has worked his ass off. I don't know. He works his ass off. He's good.
Yeah, you said that three times, Coach.
So I
don't like his ass.
I don't think.
Do you, and you, okay. Do you like the look of it?
He was running his ass.
It looks good. I want to squeeze it.
Okay. Would you rather have.
Squeeze.
Oh, man. This is a tough one.
Would squeeze
you rather,
your pin.
Would you rather have Jalen Hurts or Dak Prescott?
Well, right now?
No. Both healthy. Both healthy.
Right now?
Both healthy.
Right, but currently?
Yes.
I would take Jalen Hurts.
I agree.
Rather have Trey Lance now or Garoppolo.
Well, no, that's a dumb one.
Well, it's tough.
I mean, Trey Lance tried to
Trey
get,
Lance with one
tried
foot.
Tried to get up. He didn't know.
Oh, my God, and he fell down.
Broken.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible.
It was turned the other direction.
It was disgusting.
But you can see a knockout, no problem.
I can see a knockout. But when the bones go the wrong way,
I can't see either.
That is disgusting.
Try to get up.
And they, ah!
How do you not know your legs, your foot's broken?
Adrenaline, man.
Really?
Yeah.
You've been there?
Your body goes into shock.
You've been there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you break your arm, you get up. Oh, hold on.
You did that when you like got up and your arm was dangling, you didn't even know?
No, I felt the pop.
You put your arm up to shake someone's hand and you're like, oh, crap, it's broken.
Didn't you break your leg one time?
No, I didn't break my leg.
I thought when I first met you, that's when you were fat.
No, I had a.
Yeah, you had a lot of weight on that leg.
I had ankle surgery because I did something into my ankle, but that was it. I chipped a bone off.
What'd you do to your ankle?
Chipped a bone off.
How?
Oh, playing soccer. I blocked a.
Back, boys. I got those up. It's jizzing all over the table.
I mean, we can go, dude. I mean, we can go. I mean, I the Titans. I really hope they make it competitive.
I think they win.
But I think the Titans, the good news for them is their division is garbage. The Colts,
I don't mean they're going to win.
The Colts
remember, it's
suck.
It's a flip-flop league. So
is it here?
No.
Okay, my bad.
Billy's Mafia was here when we played the Bills.
Yeah, okay. I remember when that guy dove off the bridge onto the table and knocked himself out? Yes. And
so
everybody just kind of looked at him?
The Bills were so awesome in week one. Flip-flop league, they're not going to be as good today. Titans are going to play a flawless game, and I believe Titans win.
Okay. They're going to play a flawless game. They have more weapons than the Titans. They're going to stack the box and stop Derrick Henry. And they've had extra rest. They played on Thursday night to open the season, now Monday night. So it's been almost 2 weeks.
Get the airline miles out.
Extra rest could be – oh, that's true.
No, but
that
extra
could be
practice,
bad, though.
Everything. I mean, they have everything. They have everything going from home opener. It is going to be a boat race. You're going to be able to turn it off at halftime and watch the Eagles and Vikings.
Yeah, I agree.
You think they get blown out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Wow.
I think
leave
the Bills,
the city.
I think the Bills are real deal. And that's after
well,
one
they
game.
Are. Vegas has them as a Super Bowl
They're
champion.
They're a real deal, man.
But I'm just saying, sometimes weird stuff happens.
It does. And I mean.
What running back do they go with, the Bills?
Singletary.
Okay.
That's their starter. But I mean,
and then Moss.
Then Moss.
And then Cook.
Then Cook.
Okay. Singletary. He ain't going to have a Singletary yard.
So dumb. Oh, man. And hey, the Browns.
You're ready to be a dad, Coach.
Hey, another eliminator. Big eliminator. Browns were the second most team picked in all of the eliminators.
Who'd you pick?
In my ones where there's no buybacks, I took the Packers. And the ones where there was buybacks.
Anyone playing the Bears.
against his team, dude.
He's ruthless, dude.
Hey, in the buyback ones, I took the Browns because you only have buybacks till week two, and one of them's week four. So
wouldn't it be better to not buy back, though?
It would, but I was trying to use weaker teams so that way I have all the good teams because people are still picking the Rams yesterday.
That's where everyone thinks they're so smart.
They picked the Rams yesterday, and I'm like, why would you do that when you have a buyback option? Why wouldn't you use a riskier team?
Right.
And so when it's no buybacks, then it's like, okay, I don't have to worry about picking the Lions or the freaking Commanders. Like, oh, man. That's...
I like the strategy, but it's not going to work.
It
keep us updated.
Well, it didn't work. Oh. So I had to buy back in. So I bought back in.
There you go.
But, like, I mean, like the Sore Losers, like the Facebook page, Sore Losers Fantasy, they did one, and there was over 100-and-something people in it. Let me tell you how many people are left. Hold on.
Filibuster?
This is your color commentary.
So if you guys are driving right now, our tugboaters, all the way over to our truck drivers, we thank you for listening. And make sure you find you a lot lizard.
Oh, yeah. And my cousin Andrew and I, last team in the fantasy baseball playoffs, backed our way in. We won the first round, then we played the number one seed last week. Beat that ass! We're in the championship! Woo!
Hey, kid, come and get it. Come and take it if you want the championship.
Beat that ass.
There, we are down to 14 players in the Sore Losers Fantasy.
Wow, and you're still in there?
Yep.
I'm flying to New York. I want to see his 69th home run.
There was like 90-something in it, and now we're down to 14 after 2 weeks.
New York! New York!
Here you go, man. Here's a couple bucks.
I'm not homeless.
But thank you.
And Jose Pardon has the Buffalo Bills tonight.
I'm going to get a dog. Does anybody else want a dog?
Yes. Do you have any foot-long hot dogs?
Ooh, I take 2 foot-long.
All right, all right. Have all a great right, day, guys.
All right, Coach. You too, Coach.
Oh, man, next week there ain't very many easy games to pick.
No,
look for
tough.
Me in left field. I'll have the wiener in my mouth.
I mean, week three, I don't know who I'd pick.
All right. Coach, don't worry, you have time.
I know.
All right, man.
All right.
Goodbye, everyone. Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. How about them Roadrunners?
They lost.
They played better than I thought they
Who
were going to play.
Who cares?
Me and Baser made a promise to ourselves, never again. We went Akron plus 47.5, and they lost, but it was one score. Changed it. But we
Who did they play?
Akron and the Vols. But we made a promise, never bet against your team, because you end up rooting then for the other team.
Right.
I'm wearing the Hooker jersey, Hendon Hooker, and the whole
Do you
game,
have a Hooker jersey?
It's a T-shirt.
Oh.
And the whole game, I find it's Dodd. We're over at his house at a house party. We're rooting against the Vols. Never place a bet against your team.
I agree.
Because the way they explained it to me is, you're not rooting against the Vols. No. When it came down to it, we were rooting for the Vols to not score a touchdown. That counts as rooting against your team.
But you were winning.
They weren't in danger of losing.
It was never in doubt, but it comes down to it. I was rooting against my team, and I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I'm the Bears. I knew we weren't going to win, so I didn't have to cheer against them last night. I was just
been rooting against them the whole year.
I put them in the eliminator, and I freaking in my five best bets, I had the Packers minus 10.
See and, that guy that was a lookalike?
Okay,
for Lombardi?
No, for Aaron Rodgers.
This was so annoying to me.
But there was a guy outside. They showed he had a lookalike like Lombardi.
Really?
Yeah, he had the ring and everything.
This dude is from Munich, Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a little piece on him last night, and this was so stupid. He was like, and he had no idea he looked like Aaron Rodgers until he was at the stadium, and people told him, hey, you got to quit drinking beer. You're playing quarterback tonight. He had – shut up. The fact that he traveled from Munich, Germany to go to Green Bay, Wisconsin, and he had no idea he looked like Aaron Rodgers. Shut up.
That's made up.
That is so stupid. So stupid.
So who submits the story? Like, who saw him in the crowd? Who submits
Well, he was
that?
He went to a game last year when he was in the crowd. And people saw
that was last year.
And the camera guy found him. Showed him, and they're like, that looks like Aaron Rodgers.
But he said he did not know until he went to that game that he looked like Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, this is the stupid.
He doesn't even really look like him.
He does.
With a hair.
When he has a beanie on, he looks like him.
And he's got to have his hair long. Yes. He's got to have a
mustache. What do you want him to have, the same size?
But tell me.
Maybe.
So you're telling me that he's never watched football with his boys, and they've been like, hey, man, you look like Aaron Rodgers. I mean, or he's never been in public anywhere.
They watch football in Germany?
Hey, you think people in Munich at the pubs are watching the Packers?
No chance.
I don't know.
They're watching Bayern Munich.
I'll tell you right now, they don't watch football outside of America.
They really don't.
Oh, that's why we go over there and they sell out the games because they give away tickets.
They give away the tickets and they hand out jerseys.
And he did say he's going to be at the game later this year when the Packers go over there, and he's hoping he can meet Aaron.
Well, bring him a mushroom.
There you go.
Mushroom tea.
Have a great day.
You too, Coach. And we're done. We've been done.
God.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.